Hello, hello. Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes. I have the one and only Miss Be Helpful, Miss Yaneli, here in New York, actually. So I'm really excited to have her on today's podcast because we actually just did a panel about 2 days ago. And she'll get to tell you a little bit more about herself, but I just want to get to nitty gritty of it and just start off with that first question that everybody loves to hear.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time that you got paid, whether it was in cash or in check, outside of your normal job, maybe it was a side hustle, and how much was that and how did that make you feel?
Yeah, that is such a good question. I definitely do remember because for a while, on top of my regular job, I was working for free outside of work because I wanted to build up like a reputation as like a financial personality. Like I wanted people to be like, oh yeah, she knows stuff about money, you know? And so I would go to schools and churches and libraries and the community centers and just offer workshops. Like I'd just be like, yeah, bring the youth group together. Like I'll do a workshop about money and saving and budgeting. And so people started to like give me that like brand, like their personality. Oh yeah, she's that girl. She should do this. She can do that. And then once I started doing that enough, a university that I actually graduated from, Brown University, reached out to me and they were like, hey, we see your brand growing and we see what you're doing. Would you like to come back to campus and talk to some of the students as an alumni about personal finance? And I was like, yes, I would love to do that. And then I said, I just went bold. I was like, my speaking rate is blah, blah, blah. And they were like, sure, of course, of course. And so for me, it was just like so cool because they agreed right away. I did the workshop. I spent the day there. I got to see like my old dean, professors, people that I worked with. And then when I came back home, I just, you know, kind of forgot about a couple weeks later. I was like looking at pictures and everything. And then I got a check in the mail. I was like, what? I can get thousands of dollars for speaking to people and just talking about what I love. And that's like when I knew, okay, this is something that I'm going to keep on doing because it felt amazing and I can make money doing it.
And you know what? I love how you just said it's a game changer, right? Being able to use your voice. And impressive that it's at Brown too. And I think it builds that credibility that you are at a university, very established. So for people that are listening to this, that maybe are thinking of going in the route of speaking realm to either, like you said, community organizations, like churches, what was like the one thing that was maybe a good helpful tip on how you approach these people? Because I'm sure they probably have a lot of people that say, hey, I want to come and do some kind of workshop. But what do you think has helped you get your foot through the door for those that want to do the same?
Yeah. Now, first of all, I think you have to bring something authentic. You know, like for me, that's just my story. I'm not trying to go and brag about any success in the financial world. I've never worked in the financial world. And I'm going to be honest about that. I'm not going to try to go and get accreditation or some like financial advisor or anything. Like, no, I literally have been an outsider to the financial.
And there's plenty of those. There's plenty of those.
And day, if I do decide that's a goal I want to do, sure. But up to this point, it has been more something that I feel like I can use to say, hey, you're probably just like a very regular, normal person who doesn't happen to know a lot about the stock market or about savings rates or about budgeting tips. And I happen to know a lot about that. I'm just a normal person like you, but I'm really nerdy when it comes to money. And I can help you out by taking what I've learned and putting it in really plain English to just kind of help you learn the basics.
I love that because it's part of your authenticity. And I think that's something someone just told me that they're like, people pay me, and it's the same, but people pay me because you're authentic and you're real with your story. And like I said, there's plenty of people that do what we do, but you come with a place where it's like, well, I'm coming from a different capacity. And because you happen to be Latina, let's make make that an issue too, because I think not only do we need more of that representation, but you also speak the language. So stay tuned because we're going to do the Spanish podcast as well. But I think so another thing that I loved about you is not only the helpful resources, if you haven't subscribed to your YouTube channel, you must, but are the book recommendations that you do. So can you give maybe some people that are listening to this, and obviously this podcast is under 20. Is there any books that maybe you think of that were a game changer for you about money or teaching you and maybe quick reads that people should read?
Yeah. For me, honestly, before the books, the one thing that was really helping me with changing my mindset was the blogs, because the blogs were more like people telling their story. So I learned like about really, really frugal people. And I was like, what? Like, this is not how I grew up. I grew up where you have to wear Jordans and you got to have a Chanel purse and you want to have a Gucci belt. And as soon as you have money, you want to go buy a North Face coat because you want to brag about, about what? You don't have money.
goes back to that. I remember seeing a meme and it said, poor people are flashy, rich people don't show it. And I love that. Right. And it's true. And you just said it.
For me, it was like, I grew up poor. So I definitely had that like mentality of like, I think it's trying to do the opposite. It's like reverse psychology, right? Yeah. I am struggling so much with money. You know, I depend on the government for food. That was, my parents were on welfare. And, you know, I can't, I have to do the opposite because I can't risk anybody finding out that this is the dire situation I'm in. Right. So instead, I'm going to have a fancy car, have fancy shoes, have a branding purse. And that way they don't know that I'm different, that I'm struggling, that I have problems with money. Like, and so I think that's what we do. It's a coping mechanism. Okay. But the problem is eventually what you're doing is that you're digging yourself deeper into the hole because instead of getting yourself out of the situation that you're in by first being honest, right? And then fixing your problems by figuring out what are some ways and strategies that you could fix your situation. Instead, you're making it worse because every time you have money, you're using it to buy more stuff. And that is literally just wasting it because it's not going to grow. So I shifted my mindset to what are the things that I could do with my money? What are things I could buy with my money or things that I could do with money that would make it increase the money that I have?
I love that. And can you think of a couple books that maybe help you?
Oh my goodness. Yes. So one of the early books that I read was actually a Susie Orman book called The Money Book for the Young, Fabulous, and Broke.
Oh, I love that book.
That one, it was, I know it's a little outdated because she wrote it a while ago, but I read it in like 2012.
But it's still,
it was so relevant, just the way that you have to handle money and we have to think about money and you have to sacrifice certain things, not everything. Right. And she just kept it real and I like that. Yeah. But then later on, I kind of graduated up to being like obsessed with investing because I realized that for me and my family, most and honestly the Latino community at large, like I read the 2019 Hispanic Wealth Report. It just came out on like the end of 2019 and I read it and it said 4.2% of Latinos in the United States invest in the stock market. Yeah. And that broke my heart because I was like, this is the way that you can build generational wealth. Yeah, this is the way that you can get more interest return back on your money than the banks.
Right.
But we don't know and we're not taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
And so I kind of started thinking like, what is the problem? Is it that we, you know, the types of jobs that we have, because there's so many immigrants in the Latino community, the jobs that we have, like the jobs that my dad had, they never gave him a 401k. He had to drive taxis and, you know, wash dishes and, you know, those kinds of jobs don't give you a 401k. So.
And you know, it's part of having that lack of conversation. This is why I thought it was a great opportunity to be able to speak to you on this, because when our cultures, whether you are Latino or not, is that we are taught, it's a taboo. It's a myth. And I think it's a horrible and correct way of, we should be talking about money.
Don't talk about money. You know, it's funny because I'm a YouTuber. I YouTube on the side about money. I mean, I also have a full-time job where I do personal finance education. But when I YouTube, when I started YouTubing, my family was like, ¿por qué tú estás haciendo eso? Like, why are you doing this? Why are you putting our money problems and our money story into the world, so in the spotlight, so everyone can see on the internet that you grew up poor, that we didn't have, you know, enough money and we needed to do food stamps and that we needed to have Medicaid.
Because you're proud from where you came from too, right? I think that's something that teaches you. Oh, and that happens when you do live live recording. It's okay. And that's
somebody's phone.
Podcasters know this. It's happened. Well, there's been ringers. And I live in LA, so there's always a fireman.
There's always a fireman. There's a train running by.
So no worries. But yeah, it's I got the same kind of flack from other people too when I was doing
that. I was shocked. I was like, I'm trying to help people. I'm trying to make a difference in their lives. And I'm trying to tell them the mistakes that I made and the story that I have so they can learn from it. And instead, my family's like, don't tell anybody that you struggle with money. That's embarrassing. That's private. And so for me, I'm tired of being told, don't talk about money. No, I want to talk about money.
The more we talk about it, the more we have it.
The more we learn about it, the more we grow our money, the more we feel comfortable with money and confident with money. So for me, I'm at this point in my life where I'm like, I will talk about anything related to money. I tell people how much I make. I tell people what I earn on YouTube. I tell people how, my goals, my financial goals, what I invest in, how much money I invest. Because I think when we start to take away the mysteriousness and the silence around these things, they become normalized and it should be normalized.
And it's so key, especially right now. I think in the last few years, I've seen more of the highlight that we're seeing in gender wage gap. And, and you and I have a very unique opportunity, a platform that we not only have people watching us, thousands of people watching us. And I think that's something that is, I think, a responsibility. It's a privilege and a responsibility. And I commend you for doing that. And that's partly why I wanted to do this podcast for that reason.
Yeah.
Is because you are open about it. And I know sometimes it is harder for older generations to talk openly about the situations.
Yep.
But how are we going to learn from their mistakes if we don't know what they went through?
Yeah.
So I think in the end, I'm sure your parents are still proud that you're still bringing this to the community.
Absolutely.
And I think we need to remind ourselves, if you're going through that situation too, where you're like, oh, I'm sharing these stories or difficult situations, chances are someone needs to hear it. And I think the reality, the authenticity really comes out.
Yes.
Before we end, how can people contact you or get a hold of you or watch you?
So you can watch me on YouTube. My channel is Miss Be Helpful, M-I-S-S-B-E Helpful. And then that same handle is everywhere. So on Facebook, Miss Be Helpful, on Twitter, on Instagram, all the things. I'm not as active on Snapchat and Facebook and Twitter. I'm more active on Instagram and YouTube, but any of them, I'll get to it. Miss Be Helpful, M-I-S-S-B-E Helpful. And then it's also that same handle, but at gmail.com. If you do want to send me an email, Miss Be Helpful.
I love that. You got to do the hash, you know, the shout out. And if you have questions for her, yes, or any follow up, we're definitely going to do a follow up.
Yes.
There's a lot of conferences that we're going to be at. So we want to make sure that we hit all those questions. And before I leave you, because a lot of people have been talking about New Year's resolutions and things that they're doing, is there one thing that you are looking forward to as a goal or something that you're putting it out in the universe?
Yes. I've been saying, actually two that I've been saying for a long time. And one of them is exactly what we're doing right now, which just makes me so proud. It was more collaboration with more people in the financial space. I want to meet other people, especially Latinas and women, but anybody and everybody that's in the space. I want to collaborate more with my YouTube channel, and I really, 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 really want to, like you, be an author. So I'm thinking, as I'm thinking that,
I will help
put
you
it out into the universe. 2020, 2021, maybe, you know.
And you know, and I think that's so crucial. I've come across so many people that have helped me, and it's that when I said, I'm like, you did this, show me how to do it. That's right. I think today, for those that pay attention to the behind the scenes, we're going to do some pictures. But today I learned a lot how you do your YouTube videos. And today doing these podcasts, we teach each other and we learn each other. And I'm sure we're going to see your book soon, and I'll be the first one to get it. So thank you once again for being a part of this.
Yes.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and make sure you follow Miss Be Helpful.
Thank you.
Bye.